It's Vance again, and this is the first recording I've done in a long time. Just been at home, COVID-19, so I've just been doing other things, and no, I actually haven't been doing other things per se. I'm sure while everyone's been useful, I mean, beginning of this whole pandemic thing, I was useful. I was a useful person, okay? I was taking courses online, I was working hard for my workplace, I was writing, it was great, and then all of a sudden everything just when you've had that rush, that sugar rush, that high, and then it's like everything just crashes down. It's like this cold bucket of ice just pours on you, and you just soberness you just get, and that's what I've been facing for a few days now, or a few weeks, I guess, and hasn't been easy, Yeah, so as usual, how we do it here at Rants, just come and we talk about anything. So I'm just gonna talk about something that I saw. No, I didn't see. Okay, I did see. I mean, I watched it. So yeah, I saw it. I've been binge watching Grey's Anatomy. Don't ask me why. For people who are concerned, I don't know why. I've just been curious to watch that show because I wanted to know what the whole fuss is about, and there is a lot of fuss in it. I mean, that show is some serious drama. I don't think anybody can handle that amount of drama in reality. I mean, get married, 6 weeks later they're having a fight, next thing one person cheats, and then the other person cheats, and next thing they break up, and next thing they realize they're supposed to be together. There's a lot of back and forth, and at a point it's same old same old. But that's not the reason why I brought up Grey's Anatomy. That's not it. So I watched one episode and I decided to ask you guys just same thing. Like, it's general. This isn't the episode where I diss guys or where I diss girls. This is a genuine question that I want people to like be free to answer. Are you ham or eggs? Now, some of you might be confused why I'm asking if you're a ham or an egg, because you're a freaky human being. You're not a ham, you're not an egg. But according to what I watched, a ham represents the pig and the eggs represents the chicken. And so the pigs, to get the ham, they have to be killed. They have to sacrifice their life for you to enjoy that tasty, delicious, meaty ham stuff. But the eggs, all the chickens gotta do is lay it. They just gotta sit there and just lay it. It's not that hard. I mean, I could literally just lay an egg right now. Like, I just have to sit. I just have to sit for like maybe an hour. But in this case, the egg wouldn't actually be egg. It would just turn to poop. But it's still the same thing. It's not that hard. But the ham, they have to kill you to get the ham. So in this case, the pigs are more committed because they know how much we love them. They know how much we love the ham, so they're willing to die for us to get the ham. But the eggs, the chicken doesn't really have to do much, so they're not bothered. They can't be bothered about this stuff. So all they just have to do is sit there and lay the egg. Like everyone else, we're laying the egg. So I'm asking this question because according to George and Grey's Anatomy, or not George, someone who explained it to George. I can't really remember who anymore. The ham means you're committed. I mean, you're committed to the relationship. You're willing to cut off your flesh to make a ham. And if you're the chicken, you're just involved. You're just involved in the relationship. You're not really sacrificing anything. There's no compromise. You're just involved. You know, whatever happens. And if you ain't good, no problem. There are lots of eggs to, you know, share with the whole world. I ain't gotta share my eggs with you. It's not a must that I have to give you my eggs. So I'm just asking people, you know, when you meet a guy, when you meet a girl, and then you guys get together, and then there's this whole build up and stuff. At a certain point, you gotta ask yourself, are you a ham or egg? Ham or egg? Committed or involved? Sacrifice or no sacrifice? You just gotta ask yourself this question, because that is the groundbreaking point of every relationship. Now, most people will think they're the same thing. I mean, being committed, me being involved. No, sweeties. I have looked and I realized that they ain't the same thing. They are not the same thing. I mean, a guy comes and says, oh, but I'm involved. Ugh, damn. You better check him, son. Check it, because oh God, I think he's hiding something. I'm not saying he's hiding something. He may not be hiding anything, you know. I mean, he's just cool. He's just being himself, but he's being a chicken, you know. He don't want to stay committed to that relationship. He just want to be involved, you know. He want to get all the good stuff, you know, get all the good loving and everything, you know, all the love and all the care and all the sucking on everything that you're planning to give to him. Oh God, but you know, the major stuff, the actual stuff, you know, him actually spending time with you, actually taking time out of his day to, you know, check on you, or you know, doing something nice for you. No, he don't want to do that. You know, he's got a lot of eggs to sow, you know, he got a lot of eggs to share. I mean, you can be the only one to take all of his eggs. He can put all his eggs in one basket. You know, that's what chickens do. Chickens, they can't give you all their eggs. I mean, of course, we're human beings, so we can take it. They can't fight us with that. But in the literal sense, a chicken doesn't lay eggs for one person. It lays it for a lot of people. But you know, a pig, you know, they know that is you, and they're willing to, you know, just end it all just so you could have that ham, just so you can get into the succulent ham and, you know, taste it. If it even means, you know, them giving up a part of themselves, and that's what I call commitment. That now that's commitment. Now you see, the pigs are committed. They're committed. You know, it's now that I'm thinking about this, it makes a lot of sense now. I mean, the pigs, they're so invested in their mud. I mean, have you seen a pig and its mud? And their very, very weird source of food? They're very committed. So, I mean, they don't want to move from there. They're loyal. Exactly. Pigs are loyal. I think they are. I want to believe that pigs are loyal to each other. I mean, they are loyal to themselves. But you see the chickens? Oh, no. You should see when female chickens are fighting over a cock. Oh, God, man. I mean, it's a war zone. It is a war zone, man. Like, they're bicking at each other and, you know, just slashing. And, you know, the cock's just there. You know, he's sowing his eggs. He's saying, ladies, 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 I got enough eggs for y'all. Don't worry. Don't worry. Not one person is gonna get all my eggs. There's an egg for you, an egg for you, an egg for you. What does that tell you, people? It means he's involved, but he's not committed. Now you have to ask yourself this question every time you see yourself, you know, get into that seriousness, you know, that seriousness with that guy or that seriousness with that girl. I mean, you check yourself. Am I committed or am I involved? If you're committed, let the other person know and tell them, which one are you, bro? Ham or eggs? You know, let's lay the foundation right now. Let's know if we're on the same page. If we're both just involved, no problem. We're still just, you know, hovering on the surface. But if you've become committed, at least you owe yourself to know if the other person is on the same, is the same species as you. I mean, is the person a pig or is the person a chicken? I mean, like, there are so many analogies you can use with this ham or egg situation. And, you know, I don't know what else to talk about. Everything else just seems insane. You know, COVID and, you know, everything's just, it's not okay, man. It's not okay. And just pick one. Are you a ham or an egg? Are you a pig or a chicken? It's not hard. You can't be both. You can't be a pig that lays eggs. That's not possible. It's not biologically possible. So you gotta choose. You know, people for once should just pick a side. Pick. I mean, yes, I for one believe that not everything is black or white. You know, there are always gray areas. Not everything is way it seems at face value. But, you know, when it comes to relationship, you just no. This is one where I say, you know, pick one. You know, ham or eggs. Ham or eggs. You know, that's basically it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm not even sure what I'm saying anymore. This all started cool, and I guess at a point my voice escalated, and so yeah, I guess that's it. I ain't got anything else to say, and this all I've got. No, like, if I think of something else, probably, and if not, probably not. And you know, it's so weird because I'm about to go fry eggs. That sounded creepy. Anyway, that's the end of the show. So, pick one. Ham or eggs. It ain't that hard. I mean, it is, but at a certain point, you gotta start asking yourself these tough questions. You know, the tough questions, those are the make or break moments in your life. Because, I mean, if you're doing a job, you would say you're a chicken. I mean, if your boss gives you a huge contract with millions of dollars coming in and he's telling you that, you know, this is what the risk, wouldn't you want to be a pig then? You would. You want to be committed to that contract. You would want to slash yourself and bring out those hams and, you know, show the client what you've got. You don't want to be a chicken. You know, you don't want to just lay eggs and, you know, hope that what is inside is good. And by the way, some eggs, they end up being rotten inside. So you don't want to be a chicken, trust me. I mean, the chicken itself is delicious for people who are not vegetarian like me. We can attest to that. But other than that, you don't want to be a chicken, trust me. Be a pig. That's just what I'm saying now. So, technically, if you insult a guy or a lady and you said, "Oh, you're a pig, sweetie," in my head, you're just complimenting the person. You're basically giving a compliment. Instead, say, "You're a chicken." Yes, that's the word. Use it. You're a chicken. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder how long that will last if I try it. Maybe if I do, and other people start picking up on it, and it becomes like original, I could patent it. Okay, no. I'm basically like already giving you guys all my ideas. All I'm saying is, pig or chicken, you can be both. Pick one side and, you know, roll with it. This is rants, people. And, have fun, stay home, stay safe. Love you guys, and you all know that I'm still gonna choose Friday Yam at the end of the day, so there's no need having this argument. And it goes well with ham too. I mean, it does go well with eggs. Damn it.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed, please subscribe or like, comment, whatever you want to do. And also, you can also tell me what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about. You know, this is rants and anything is possible here.